The Cook County Invasive Team works to control the introduction and spread of invasive species across the county. And joining us now is the team's coordinator, Angelique Edgerton. Welcome, Angelique.
Good morning.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Well, to start off, for people who might not be familiar with the Cook County Invasive Team, what do you guys do?
The Cook County Invasive Team is a collaborative effort between different local, state, federal, nonprofit, and tribal agencies and organizations, and we work to control and prevent the spread of invasive species throughout the county.
All right. Thank you for that. We're going to start off with something that I'm not familiar with, Dalmatian toad flax. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I feel like I keep, you know, it's kind of one of the big issues of the summer. So I've been telling as many people as I can about it. It's very closely related to the plant butter and eggs, if you're familiar with that. It's a kind of a small weed, little yellow, kind of creamy yellow flowers. So Dalmatian toad flax looks very similar to that, except it's larger. It has larger flowers. It has larger leaves. The leaves are I describe them as almost waxy, broad, light green leaves. If you look online, there are lots of photos. And it kind of has a snapdragon type creamy yellow flower. And it's very aggressive. It is non-native, and it's on the Minnesota list for plants that we need to eradicate. So we actually need to get rid of this plant up here. Mm-hmm. And it's been found in Lutzen. And so this Wednesday, on the 14th, I think that is, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and MnDOT are going to team up with the CCIT, and we're all going to go out along the highway, look for these plants, and inventory basically the population that's there so that we can treat them later this summer. Okay. So if you see us in safety vests along the highway, that's what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good heads up for that. All right. And then let's see what else we have. Tell us about the Minnesota Forestry Association Field Days.
Yeah, this is you can tell that summer is eventually coming because things are getting busier. So the Minnesota Forestry Association is having one of their meetings this weekend, I guess, down in Cloquet at the Cloquet Forestry Center. And I've been invited to give a talk on invasive plants of kind of northeastern Minnesota. Obviously, I'm most familiar with the plants up here in Cook County, but I'm going to try to expand it. So we're going to focus on different woodland invasive plants. So things that we find up here, like Canada thistle, hemp nettle, Japanese knotweed, and then other plants that are more of a problem throughout the state, like garlic mustard, buckthorn, the invasive honeysuckle, things that we're lucky enough not to have yet. And I guess we'll talk about that. There's a little bit of field component. If you're a forester, it might be something you want to look into. Maybe you're already signed up. Should be a good time.
Have you attended that regularly or in the past?
I've never been to this meeting before. I have been to some of their meetings, but never as a, there's never been an invasive focus.
Sure. So. Well, that will be a fun experience for you.
Yeah.
New and fun experience. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And it'd be good to share your knowledge with everyone.
Right. Find out what some of the issues are down in southern Minnesota, too.
Sure. And I understand that you will be doing some tree planting later this month. Can you tell us about that? Who's involved?
So this past fall, and this is sort of a continuing project that the Cook County Invasives team has been working on with the local high school. So this past fall, we got together with the 10th graders and did some shrub removal. There's an invasive shrub, Siberian pea shrub, that there was a stand over by the high school. And so we cut that all down, and we're still trying to finish up that project. And one of the ways that we're trying to finish it up is doing some tree planting. So over in one of the areas a couple years ago, the shrub had been removed, and we did some maintenance in the fall, recut it down. There had been some trees that the kids had planted, I think it was a year or two ago. Some of those have since died, so we're going to go back and we'll replace the ones that have died and maybe do some maintenance work. And this will be with the 8th graders right before school gets out. I think it's on the 27th that we've planned for.
Good way to get outside and get some fresh air and exercise.
Right. Go out with a bang, learn about restoration.
And then also next month, you'll be starting some plant identification hikes. Tell us about those.
Yeah, this is a new project. I'm hoping it's successful. We have not set dates yet, but the Cook County Invasives team would like to lead. This would be led by myself. Would like to lead different hikes throughout the county, try to get people outdoors. We'll talk about native plants. We'll talk about non-native plants. We'll do some identification. And I guess at this point, some tentative locations are Cascade River, Temperance River, probably Pincushion, maybe George Washington Pines. As I said, we don't have specific dates and times yet, but stay tuned. It's looking like Mondays at 5 p.m., probably every other Monday. We're trying to make it family accessible. And I've been, I guess, in dialogue with the clinic to see if we can fit this in and maybe work with them with their moving campaign.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity to get out, enjoy beautiful scenery, get exercise, and learn something.
Right, and hopefully fun. I mean, I know invasives can be a little bit of a downer for some people. But if you, I guess when you focus on the plants that are native and what you'd be losing, I think that really resonates with a lot of people.
Yeah, very, very important. Well, if you've just joined us, we are speaking with Angelique Edgerton, the coordinator of the Cook County Invasive Team. Is there anything else that you'd like to add today, Angelique?
I guess just a quick notice for those of you who are interested in invasive species updates this summer, we have started a Facebook page, so you can now like us on Facebook. If you just, you know, search for Cook County Invasives Team, I think we're the first one that comes up.
All right.
So, and we'll post all of our events and community days on there.
Okay. And again, we'll look forward to information about those plant identification hikes sometime soon. Great. Yeah. Well, more information is available from Angelique at 387-3772 or on their website, cookcountyinvasives.org, or on Facebook, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay.